Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP. We have transitioned into the 18th verse of Romans chapter 1, in which Paul says, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness." And this has been some troubling waters for some, trying to pin down exactly what wrath of God or what moment Paul's talking about. Some would say that this is a pending judgment on planet Earth, that God is going to do this, and then goes through these verses to show who's about to get it. Some would say that this is a future judgment that would happen to Israel at AD 70. They wouldn't have called it AD 70 at the time, but within a generation of those whom Jesus had prophesied to, that wrath was coming. Some would declare this to be the wrath of God poured out at Calvary, and that was how God revealed his wrath to ungodliness and unrighteousness. And while I respect all of those, you probably could tell that that's not exactly where I'm leaning on this. I can respect the thought process, and I certainly, that second one about AD 70, think that is very much in the pericope of what's going on in the New Testament writers. I think in this particular passage, Paul is talking about all of the instances throughout what we would call the Old Testament in which God's wrath has been revealed. It's not a God's wrath is about to be revealed. So for me, I think that eliminates the first two possibilities, that this is either a future world judgment or a AD 70 judgment. It's an is revealed. And so I think that has to do with the fact that Paul is appealing to their knowledge of what God has done and saying that his wrath is revealed through A, B, C, and D. So as you go through the next several verses, all the way through verse 32 to end the chapter, you will notice moments of the judgment of God. For instance, it's God giving them up to uncleanness a little later, right around verse 24, receiving in themselves the penalty of their error which was due, verse 27, giving them over to a debased mind, verse 28. So all of those things are in one way or the other an example. 26, God gives them up to vile passions. An example, one way or the other, of the wrath of God being revealed, and in those cases, it's God giving up. It's God giving man over to the passions of the flesh, and that's exactly what man needs delivered from. And the cross affords us that deliverance if we'll receive it. How do we receive it? The power of God unto salvation is for those who believe, and then God's righteousness comes out as we live from faith to faith. So as we proceed through the remainder of the first chapter, we'll break down what I think Paul's doing in this first chapter, which transitions beautifully into what he tries to do in chapter 2, before somewhere in the middle of chapter 3, he starts to chase the rabbit of righteousness by faith, and does so for about a fourth of the book. But this that he's about to give is to show man's knowledge of God has always been there, but here's what man has done with it. And it's not a pretty picture, and it'll lead us to some good questions about the heart of God and the nature of God, and we'll cover those over the next few days. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.